No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me along. Captain Dennis, we're your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Hopefully you're making the best of the holiday season and starting to soak in the vibe, and it's making you happy. Dennis is happy. He just completed his annual. We're going to get into that for his Mooney 201 here in just a bit. But before we do, I figured what better time to celebrate the holidays and then kick off the show with a segment about aliens. Because I just saw that documentary on Amazon Prime called The Age of Disclosure. And if you follow this stuff, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you might want to just put it on your radar, whether you watch that or what. But I'm telling you, there's something weird going on. And maybe they're doing this just for the holidays. You know, we got 3-Eye Atlas out there in space. That's making a lot of the rounds on YouTube. But this documentary that just came out on Amazon Prime is like the number one rented movie and downloaded or purchased movie on Amazon at the moment. And it's creating quite a buzz because they made some insane claims. And there's 34 government officials, retired military people. I mean, people you know, if you follow the news or politics or anything, both sides of the aisle, it's not political one way or the other. But it's fascinating, some of the things that were said in this documentary that kind of kick it beyond this tinfoil hat type of approach, whether you believe we're alone or not. And there was some revelations put forth in this documentary that I think pilots need to pay attention to. I've joked about this before, but after seeing the documentary, I'm like, whoa, this may be a little bit more serious than I thought. Because one of the elements they brought up in this documentary was that technology is starting to work against us in the sense that, you know, we've been required to get ADS-B in and out for general aviation. It was out. Now it's going to be in too. In the next year or two, right, Dennis?
The requirement for out was because there's a lot of areas in the country that didn't have good radar coverage.
Right.
And so we don't need radar anymore.
Well, I'm not so sure about that, according to this.
Saying, that's the logic. Yeah. You know, we don't need radar for primary airplane separation.
And they brought that up in this documentary, The
Age
of Disclosure.
Maybe we need to get the aliens to install ADS-B out, too.
That would be one solution. Or we, you know, they just said because of this effort to go with ADS-B in and out with the idea of making, you know, air traffic control and the skies safer, we have overlooked a potential problem because the amount of incursions or situations like especially military people are having with tic-tac videos and God knows what else is flying around up there that they don't seem to understand. And
it's not just Chinese weather balloons.
Well, not according to this documentary, The Age of Disclosure. No, they say it's something else that we don't know what is, and it's been flying over military bases quite a bit. They're documenting more and more unknown, you know, what UAPs
incursions.
Is what they
can,
right.
Yeah.
And they've been flying over nuclear test sites and turning the nukes on and off at will. That's not ideal. So I don't know what's going on or what the truth is, but they said that the ADS-B technology that we've put into effect the last year or two is actually making us more vulnerable to possible problems with encountering these things. You're up there in your aircraft and all of a sudden one of these things is right in front of you. And you don't want to hit one, I would imagine. I don't know what would happen. And I don't know if we would know what happened. But yeah, they were warning against that. And it's kind of crazy. So I was like, all right, well, we got another problem. You know, I used to think, especially around Christmas time, a few years ago, I figured we're going to have a problem, more problems with drones. And now after seeing this, it might be aliens. I don't know. or whatever's flying around up there that we don't seem to know what it is.
It's not a bearded guy and eight reindeer that are our biggest concern.
Well, who's to say old Saint Nick isn't a UAP? I don't know. I'll have to look at that a little closer towards the end of the year. But it was fascinating as far as just entertaining to watch. But when they mentioned this part about, you know, the ADS-B taking over and we've kind of laxed our radar capabilities in aircraft, they were kind of saying this is actually not a great idea or a great thing for general aviation in particular, because, you know, it opens up this vulnerability that we may not have taken into account. So, I don't know, plan accordingly, get radar back in your aircraft. Could you even do that easily at this point or not really?
We've never had radar in our aircraft.
Yeah.
It's ground-based radar. It's at the air traffic control centers. And, you know, even what we considered radar was really not truly radar. It was listening for the transponder pings and replies and triangulating it. So, you know, we haven't had primary radar covering the entire U.S. ever.
Okay. So. Well, that may be something that we have to kind of communicate with the aliens and say, hey, can you help a brother out?
Yeah, and here's these Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, and Delta class airspaces, and these are the requirements that you have to have if you want to fly your spaceship in them.
Well, let's see how that works. You can try. I mean, it also said, by the way, there's two different species of aliens that we've already encountered. We have, you know, crashed, you know.
Which ones are the grays? Craft.
I have no idea. They just said two. There's literally two different species they've encountered so far. We have their crashed spaceships, and we have the biologics. We have the peeps themselves, too. But yeah, it's crazy, some of the stuff they say in this. So, I mean, look, I'm not saying it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what to believe. But I'm telling you, the people in this documentary came off pretty credible. And it's all over, you know, online. If you look this up, whether you've seen the documentary or not, I mean, Joe Rogan did an entire, you know, show on it the day it was released a couple weeks ago. You can go look that up on YouTube. I think that's free. But
do you have signed pictures of Mulder and Scully?
Actually, yeah. A huge fan of that show.
Okay,
I love the X-Files. And it may be a precursor.
And it shows.
It possibly could have been a precursor to prepare us for this unveiling.
Yeah, you thought it was just science fiction. You didn't realize it was a documentary?
Correct. That's what I thought at the time. I found it very entertaining, and I still do today.
The truth is out there.
It is. And but I don't know. There's something weird going on, Dennis. I mean, some of the stuff they brought up there, you know, with the ADS-B, I mean, it's really technical. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if they're really doing this, okay, then they're there. I mean, do we got to look out for them when we're flying our aircraft? I thought we were just worried about birds and other airplanes. Now we got to throw.
We still are.
Now we got to. Well, now we got drones, and now we got alien spacecraft that we got to take into consideration too. Now they didn't say anything about like pilots or military pilots running into these things because they're so fast they outperform anything we have in our world, but. They kind of alluded to the possibility, and as the technology increases, especially with the military, they said we're tracking these things in ways that we couldn't have done 10 years ago, and that's why they're seeing a huge uptick in the amount of encounters with UAPs, especially when it comes to military tracking capabilities and things like that. They also allude that it's been going on for like 80 years. This isn't new. They've always been there. And they may not have been coming down from space. They may have been in our deepest depths of the ocean, which is like 75% of the deep parts of the ocean have yet to be explored on Earth. So that's where they're hanging. So it's like an underwater Atlantis base, and then they come up out of the water and, you know, do their little reconnaissance missions and freaks us out, visit you late at night and maybe offers up a probing if you're so inclined. So I don't know. Great holiday chatter for the for Just Plain Radio, wouldn't you say, Dennis?
Oh, with you, it's always something interesting, isn't
it? Oh, right. More coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.